Where would life be without teachers? Not just in our schools and colleges, but people who are gifted as teachers in the school of life. In fact, they show up in all sorts of weird spaces, and sometimes we can miss them. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective, as we take a look at another of those gifts that God has handed out to his people. About 34 years ago, when I was still in high school, a woman came into my life who utterly transformed and changed me. Her name was Mrs. Ramsey, and she was my maths teacher. Now, Mrs. Ramsey was a short woman, black hair, very deliberate in her movements, and if my memory serves correctly, somewhat severe. But she taught me something more than just mathematics. She taught me that I had an ability to learn. Somehow this little woman connected with me and flicked that switch of learning inside me in a way that nobody had done up to that point. And that had a profound impact on me, because from then onwards, I had a hunger, a desire, a passion to learn. And pure mathematics was one of my majors in my first university degree. I was blessed, and I went on to excel in my education in a way that I simply wouldn't have done if it wasn't for Mrs. Ramsey. Now, I'm sure that we can all look back at the teachers in our lives, whether in an educational setting or more generally in the school of life, and think, you know, if it wasn't for that teacher, I wouldn't be who I am today. When you think about it, life is all about learning. People whose hearts and minds aren't open to learn, well, they end up stunted emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually. When you watch your kids develop from that very first day when they head off to school right through to when they graduate from high school, and they perhaps go on with some tertiary studies, and eventually they become valuable, useful contributors to society. And you stand back and you look at that and you think, that is an incredible process. You think about it, most of these kids spend so many years just in their education systems. That's on top of all the things that they have to learn about life, emotional things, economic things, the cold, hard realities of that big, cruel world out there. And we all go on learning. I, for one, learn so much from the people around me, the wisdom of those who are close to me, the insight of the journalist in the newspaper or the Bible teacher on TV or radio. I often watch a man called Bayless Conley on TV. He's just a great Bible teacher from Southern California. The guy gives me spiritual food. Learning is something we do all our lives. And where would you and I be without our teachers? Currently, we're stepping our way through a little series that I've called Discovering My Gig in Life. We're looking at the different giftings that the Apostle Paul lists in Romans chapter 12. We've already looked at the first two in the list of seven, the prophet and the one gifted to serve. And today we're going to look at the teacher. Well, what does a teacher look like? How do you pick a teacher? How do you recognize a teacher? Here are some of the characteristics of someone who is gifted to teach in God's family. Teachers tend to present the truth in a logical and a systematic way. They often validate the truth by checking out the facts. It's how they're motivated. They love to do study and research. Sick, isn't it? But some people do. They enjoy word studies, and they prefer biblical illustrations rather than true life illustrations. They get really upset when scriptures are used out of context. They feel concerned that the truth be established in every situation. They tend to be a lot more objective than subjective. They easily develop and use a large vocabulary. They emphasize facts and the accuracy of words. They check out the sources of knowledge of others who teach. They prefer teaching believers to engaging in evangelism. They feel that Bible study is foundational to the operation of all the gifts that we're talking about in this series. They solve problems by starting with scriptural principles. Teachers tend to be, pretty intellectually sharp characters. They're self-disciplined. They're emotionally self-controlled. They only have a select circle of friends. They have very strong convictions and opinions based on the investigation of facts, and they believe that truth has the intrinsic power to change. But no one's perfect. I mean, you know, they're all great characteristics, and maybe you recognise yourself or someone else in those characteristics. But every area of gifting has some characteristics that are, you'd call them downsides. And here are a few for a teacher. They tend to neglect the practical application of the truth. They can be slow to accept the viewpoint of others. Sometimes they develop this pride in their own intellectual ability. They can be very legalistic and dogmatic, and they can be easily sidetracked by new interests. Well, who do you recognise? Now, you may be a gifted teacher, even though you don't teach in an educational setting or you don't teach in a church setting. Is your motivation along the lines of those lists of characteristics? Or do you know someone who's tucked away out of the normal, not in a place where you'd expect to find them? See, teachers aren't always in schools. Teaching is a gifting. It's a motivation of the heart that God put in there from the very beginning. Yesterday, I told you about my friend Bill, this gifted servant, this practical doer. Bill is the most practical person I know on the planet. And the desire to serve in practical ways just pulses through his veins. It's the same with teaching. I have a very good friend by the name of Mark who lives in the US. He lives on an acreage about halfway between Lincoln and Omaha in the state of Nebraska. He and his wife have 11 children, and they homeschool their children. They're my heroes, I tell you. I think anyone with 11 children would be pleased to see them head off to school during the day. But Mark and his wife, Precious, they homeschool their children. Now, Mark worked in a financial role in the International Ministry Division of Back to the Bible, the ministry that gave birth to our ministry, Christianity Works, here in Australia over 50 years ago. And I always thought of Mark as an accountant because that's what he did. That's what I saw him do. He was certainly gifted in that area. But turns out his first love is teaching. And when I found that out and I looked at this set of characteristics, I thought, you know something? That's exactly who he is. Today, he's the Bible teacher at his local church. Now, I was amazed. I said to him, Mark, if you're a gifted teacher, if that's where your heart is, how is it that you've spent all these years, over 20 years, in this financial role? You know what his answer was? He said, the reason I've done this is to empower all you gifted Bible teachers in all the different countries where Back to the Bible has a ministry. And there are over 70 teachers in 25 languages in this ministry. And he said, to be able to get out there and do what you do and teach the Word of God, he said, I've been doing this financial role. What a sacrifice. See, we find teachers all over the place, under stones and behind logs where we'd never expect to find them. And often we miss them. They are different to the rest of us. But where would we be? Where would I be without the Mrs. Ramseys in this world? Where would you and I be without the gifted and brilliant and passionate teachers who teach us the things of God and His ways in our lives? I want to encourage you. Search out the teachers whom you know, those who are gifted with the motivation of teaching, and draw close to them and spend time with them. Because I tell you, when we do that, we learn so much. Hey, social media is a great way to stay connected to your friends and the world around you. And we'd like to invite you to be part of the Christianity Works community. The Christianity Works community is full of daily thoughts and devotions and inspirations, so no matter what kind of day you're having, you can be encouraged. If you're on Facebook, search for the Christianity Works page and like us. When you do, you'll see some encouragement from your friends and community at Christianity Works, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, it's a library of thoughts and verses that you can share with your friends and family. So we'll be sharing God's Word together. It's a great way to share the good news of Jesus amongst all the chaos. Amen. So like Christianity Works on Facebook, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.